In this podcast, Computer Weekly's Cliff Sarum speaks to Frank Gillett, Principal Analyst at Forrester Research, about his research on the cloud infrastructure market.
Frank, can you tell me what you've been looking at recently in terms of your research areas?
So I've been looking at cloud computing. I've been looking at what I call the age of computing diversity, that is, how the sort of hardware platforms are diversifying and the operating system environments are diversifying both on personal computing and in data centers. And then I've been looking at a topic called personal cloud, looking at how the end customer's experience and the architectures of personal computing are evolving.
What are you seeing in terms of cloud computing and the cloud computing market?
Mm-hmm. So if you think about cloud computing, and it's quite a dodgy term, actually, it's really, you can break it down into applications or software as a service, platforms, meaning that the application platforms as a service, and infrastructure, meaning, in effect, data centers, capabilities as a service. And the software applications as a service is the most established. We've been using things that started to feel less like websites and more like applications for some time. And Salesforce is the example that everyone points to as being more than 10 years old now.
Yes.
So that's the most developed of the ideas of cloud computing, and that's really only about services you purchase from another party. Platform as a service is actually the newest of the three sort of cloud computing types of offerings. And it's the idea that I write my application, but without having to think about all the servers and storage and all that muck, I just write it to the application platform, and the service provider provides an environment, and they worry about all the hardware and actually virtualization bits under the covers.
Mm. So, I mean, are we talking about things like Microsoft Azure as such a platform?
Yeah, so Microsoft Azure is one of those. Google App Engine is another. And then Salesforce created one of these several years ago called Force.com. And there are naturally others such as Stax. But yes, so there's a variety of them. But the main point here is that they're actually quite new and pretty immature, with the possible exception of the Salesforce solution, although that's a sort of much narrower solution than the more general purpose ones that others aspire to.
Mm. Although Salesforce recently announced it was working with VMware on idea of VMForce.
Correct. So that's a bit different, right? Because Force.com was originally rooted in the proprietary Salesforce-only language, whose name I forget at the moment. But yes, with Spring Source from VMware, they're working on bringing Java into that environment. And so that does sort of get them in a broader direction. But what's interesting to think about is, what combination there of VMware and Salesforce are you dealing with? But, clearly they're trying to enable you to do stuff that works with Salesforce. The question is whether they'll succeed in creating something that's, in effect, independent of Salesforce that you would go to without taking advantage of any of the Salesforce assets. And then we should switch to the third area, infrastructure as a service, which actually is the most confusing of the cloud topics, as well as sort of the moderately established category, less than applications as a service and more established than platform as a service. And infrastructure as a service, at the heart of it, is the thing that most people talk about, is the idea of effectively renting a virtual server by the hour at a service provider. But in this category, people also talk a lot about creating what they call internal clouds, that is, capabilities in their own premises to sort of host virtual servers as if they were a service provider. And while there is a little bit of talk about, on-premise capabilities for platform and software as a service, most people don't talk about that, and it frankly doesn't make sense in most of the ways that people think about that. So it's only in this infrastructure category that you get this whole notion of private and public clouds, and the private clouds, yet another confusing term, because people don't specify if they mean something on the customer's premise or something on the service provider's premise. Hence, it's simpler to talk about it as internal cloud, obviously on the customer's premise, or perhaps a hosted cloud, meaning, well, it's at a service provider, but it's somehow segregated or separated from other parties, so it's not fully shared in the way that people imply for public cloud. And this is the area that I think has gotten the most attention,
And but it's also the most confusing.
Yes, exactly. It is the most confusing, and it's gotten the most attention in terms of hype. I mean, but let's be clear. At best, there's a few hundred million dollars in business in this sector right now, although growing nicely, whereas the software application as a service category is over $1 billion, actually multiple billions of dollars, and growing nicely as well.
I expect we'll see traditional hosting companies moving into this space.
Yeah, although, quite honestly, there's yet another sort of split in this market of infrastructure as a service, which I don't think is well understood at all in the market, and that is that some of these environments are built with a primary focus on supporting sort of large-scale applications that you can set up many copies of. It's called scaling horizontally, and you don't care if an instance fails or stops working. And there's a few environments that are built well for that, Amazon being chief among them. But many or most of the environments, although not necessarily most of the business right now, is centered around the idea that people will be able to take enterprise workloads, things from big companies, virtual servers, and run them in other people's data centers. And frankly, that's going to take a lot longer time to develop, but there's a lot of excitement about it because there's a lot of servers running in enterprise data centers that people hope will get migrated. But then it begins to sort of confuse the line between outsourcing and cloud computing, depending on all the details of how you talk about this.
Well, Frank, that was my next question exactly. Mm-hmm. Where do you draw the line? I mean, outsourcing does actually do some of that. You know, you would outsource to a service provider. They would take over your data center. Isn't that simply a private cloud that someone else is running for you?
Well, so here's where the dialogue in the industry and among all the participants has failed to give people, you know, useful language to talk about this, and frankly why we get silly phrases like the cloud will do this or the cloud will do that, because frankly there's no entity called the cloud, and substituting the internet, it makes it sort of obvious how much of a fallacy the idea is. But if we get at the core idea here, outsourcing implies contracts, it implies a long-term commitment, fixed prices, all those things. Cloud computing implies no commitments, variable pricing based primarily on usage, although at least infrastructure as a service, although perhaps flat rate per month, the way application as a service is priced. And so I think the proper way is that really there's sort of, in the case of infrastructure as a service, what people will have to deal with is that there's a spectrum or even a matrix of issues, and the boundary of where you flip from the cloud computing ideal to the conventional outsourcing is kind of fuzzy. But, you know, clearly if you're signing over your staff, that's outsourcing. If all your stuff is being run in your own premises by a third party, that's outsourcing. If you have a dedicated set of assets at a service provider, it's only dedicated to you, and the customer controls the configuration, that's outsourcing. It's only when you start moving to variable pricing, the supplier setting the standards and controlling the environment and so forth, that you move over to the cloud computing end of the spectrum. So really, outsourcing, think of it as, contracting out your custom configuration, whereas cloud computing is really about purchasing standard configurations where you have much less control of the technology details, but much more control of your spending based on usage.
Please join us again for the second part of this interview, where Frank discusses the concept of the personal cloud.